It started.
We're back in the saddle again.
Back in black?
Like the Empire.
Looking at my back door?
Only if you got back.
Backdoor host volume 3 through 6.
Ooh, that's a good one. You still get that on DirecTV if you got that. The moolah. What's up, you guys? Welcome back to the Looky Here College Sports Show. I am joined by two of my rotating and recurring co-hosts, Luke Fisher.
Hi.
And Dustin Eugene Thomas.
What's up?
You get the middle name.
How dare you? Now everybody knows.
Well, give us your cell phone. We can find some other things. Okay, just kidding. That was a reference for some of you, the right West Side.
Yeah, all the close friends.
Why would
you laugh at that?
Like full noodle.
Dustin's full noodle.
In the standing mirror, skin and bone.
Only on a talk show.
Just picture that.
No. Oh. Picture this. 1984 for Olympics. All right, you guys. I'm excited. It took me like 20 minutes to seriously start this because I had the giggles.
You had the shakes.
And the shakes. And we just got burgers. I couldn't wait. It's been 9 months since football.
I know.
And it's,
he just popped.
There's been a lot of people asking about it.
Who? Football?
No, well, your show.
Oh, yeah, that too. It's back. Cooking with Colin, I get it. I know you guys like that. Who?
Name three.
Wow. Dude, I got like 1,700 plays, so we're getting there.
How many of those were you?
Well, I do one each. I did play through some of them coming up to this, though. We're excited. I'm excited to be back with you guys. Cooking with Colin, you know, whatever. It's fun, but it's football season now, so I'm going to be even more wanting less to do that.
It's been a long off
because season. Thursdays, we'll be back with Lookie's Locks. Sundays will be, you know, Saturday, the recap. Sunday, fun day. I don't have time for extra things. Plus hangovers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, those
you just can't fit all that in.
You can't fit all that in. So, but we're going to try. We're going to spread a ride, and we're going to try. Also, just like season one, first episode, season two, episode one, we're back in my old bedroom. And you weren't here. Were you here? You weren't here last year. Actually, my boy Scotty Sammons was here. The memory's here in this room right now.
Don't ever bring a blacklight in here.
Don't.
I feel dirty already.
Ever. No. Somebody made that joke last season.
Oh, sorry. I don't listen to the show.
Oh, wow.
Ouch.
That's rough, bud. No, this is it's so memorable in here.
It's a lot of memories.
Todd
stroll up the stairs.
It's so blue.
The creaky, loud stairs to the upstairs.
Yep. Brought back memories.
Yeah, you were going to wake up my mom every time. Sorry, Mom, for all those times. But, you know, that's what parents do. They sacrifice things like sleep for their children. Yeah. And we appreciate that.
Sanity.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, we thank you.
This is great. I'd live here, but it's already Marco, so I got to be downstairs. And don't go in there. It's trashed.
Super trashed. I haven't
taken care of it. But anyways, guys, we are excited to be back. We're going to start off. So tonight's a special show. We're going to do Loki's Locks here after a bit. But mostly, we're going to try to fit in off-season stuff. You know, we're going to go over some Power 5 conference winners, some dark horses.
Even the Arabians.
Even...
It was better the first time.
It was a little poor execution. You're better than that, too. But you should know. You should know. Yeah, you take a drink for that one. We're going to go to the top 25, Lookie's Locks. We're talking some over and underrated. We're going to talk about some Heisman frontrunners. We're talking about some changes in the Big Ten. We're going to try and hit everything from the front and the back. So let's jump right into it. With what was the first thing we were going to talk about? Oh, that's right.
Fucking notebook.
Oh,
it's drama.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it's a question where you're not supposed to answer. What are those called?
Oh, rhetorical.
Rhetorical, yeah. That's the second time I haven't thought of that this week. Funny I can remember that, but I'll leave my freaking phone in the fridge for an hour and can't find it.
You just compared two things that you can't remember.
That's right. That works, right?
No.
At least I'm not trying to rhyme Wisconsin with. What T-Pain rhyme with Wisconsin with? I don't know. That's not
a
rhetorical
question.
No. Yeah, trivia. I don't remember. I used to know.
Somebody. Mike Jansen.
What?
Mike Jansen.
Mike Jansen.
I don't know.
Wisconsin. No.
I just did better than him.
So, I need to quit saying so much. I say it a lot.
Yeah.
But, so anyways, the Hawks open up this weekend. 6:30 game. Nighttime. Under the lights in Kinnick. one of the greatest places I've ever been to, against Miami of Ohio. Yeah. What do we know about those guys? Well, not much, because I frankly don't care.
They're confusing.
I don't even. Yeah, we're playing Miami this weekend. You get the Canes? No,
no,
the Redbirds, yeah. If that's what they're even called, of Ohio. Ohio's not fun.
Miami.
I don't want
to
go there.
To Miami of Ohio.
Real quick, best fictional football movie. Go.
We did this last season.
We did?
Yeah.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
I should have listened to more of my episodes last year. So the Hawks play this weekend under the lights. 21.5 point spread, I do believe. I think that they will cover. It would be wise to pick the Hawkeyes, especially with the news this week of Oliver Martin coming back. Now, if you're not familiar with the Oliver Martin story, wasn't real recruited hard. I mean, he had offered to Iowa. Jim Harbaugh came and stayed the night and had breakfast with him, and I don't know, read him some good night stories. But Oliver Martin went and played for Michigan. Didn't get very much time. He's going to play his senior year back in Iowa City for the Hawks, and was reinstated from the NCAA. He's fast. He's got good hands. And he's got a quarterback, I think, that is going to hit some receivers this year.
I hope so.
It's been long enough.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, with Martin coming back into the play, I know that our star tight ends are not here this year. I think we'll make up for it, I hope, in some optimism of our wide receivers.
Well, and there's a lot of good talk about Nico.
Reganey. Yeah. Is it Reganey?
Reganey.
There's a lot of Italian names on this team.
Sounds like spaghetti.
And is he a redshirt freshman?
And, Geno Stone was talking about practicing with him and trying to cover him. And he said he's fast. He runs good routes. He's tough.
He had a phenomenal.
Geno Stone is excited about this kid. So
I'm excited.
And he was breaking high school records back home. I mean, it'll be something to watch for.
And as a redshirt freshman for hopefully a couple years to come.
Yeah. And interesting enough, we only have one tight end starting.
Who?
Last year we had two starters.
Yeah.
This year we're only going to one. So.
Nico's not a tight end. He's just a wide receiver.
Is he?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. He's a wide receiver. I'm pretty sure.
No, he's not.
Yeah, because Weeding is.
You want to bet?
I don't know.
You're right.
Weeding's a tight end.
Nate Whiting.
Whiting, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Grant, is Granny Pant? Granny Pant, is he here this year?
Oh, God.
Did he graduate?
I don't.
He was great.
I hope so.
You hope he graduated?
No, I hope he's here.
I hope he is, too. I don't remember. He was fun to watch. But, yeah, Nico, he was
Nico.
A standout in spring ball. Had an awesome fall camp, just like you were talking about. He is AJ Epinesa aside, he is on the offensive side of the ball. Nico is all eyes on him. He's going to have, I think, a great season. The Hawkeyes, they'll go with three backs, and then depending on the score, they'll probably play a couple freshmen, some redshirt freshmen, in the second half, depending on how we play.
Yeah.
Hopefully, it's 55-12 or something. You know, something small.
Something small.
Because I don't know how good Miami of Ohio is. Wouldn't that suck if you have to say Ohio at the end of that?
Miami.
Yeah.
Of Ohio.
Yeah. Oh, you're not that cool. You can't be in the club. So the running backs, Torn Young. I think Sargent is listed as number one. Torn's two, they'll split the ball. And then Kelly Martin's there. And then I can't remember. Can't remember the other ones. Too excited. I forgot everything. On the way home from work, I was like, I got it. I don't even have to write it down because I'm so excited. But it didn't work out. So with the tight ends gone, Iowa, tight end you. We get it. But we knew Noah Fant was going to be good. We knew Hockenson was going to be great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. About Weeding this year. Whiting, whatever his last name is.
Yeah.
So what confuses me? I'm me first.
Okay, you first.
So what I'm afraid of is I hope not. I think Brian's really gonna have a lot. He'll have more control than last year. I don't want to go back to this run pass shit like in the years past. We talk about it all the time. I know, but with those tight ends gone, you know, I don't want to see us running the ball off tackle, you know, and throwing a fucking check down.
Yeah.
I think this team's too good for that. I think Brian Ferentz is going to put him in the right place this year. And hopefully Kirk gets off, you know, maybe he'll shift and change a little bit.
And hopefully in the offseason, Stanley has gotten more comfortable.
I think he stands a lot taller in the pocket. I was watching some film the last couple weeks from spring ball and, you know, fall camp. He really does look good. He threw 26 touchdowns last year, I think 14 interceptions. He needs 23 more to tie the record for Chuck Long. He'll get that this year, but I hope it's more. I hope he throws more like 35 or 40.
Yeah.
I think Nate Stanley right now, I think he's a middle second round pick for the NFL draft. There's a system out there for him, but this is his year.
Yeah,
he overthrew a lot last year or 2 years ago. This year we had some pass protection was decent.
Yeah.
But what separated him from a CJ Beathard is CJ would stay in the pocket. To take that hit to complete that pass,
and wasn't afraid to tuck the ball and take a hit
at all.
He stood tall for that extra 2 fucking yards,
whatever it took.
Yeah,
I think Nathan's he looks so much better.
I hope so.
This is his year. This is his team. This is Nate Stanley's team this year. Vegas gave the Hawkeyes 7.5 wins with Oliver Martin being able to play with a young and star-studded defense, you know, a good freshman wide receiver in Reganey. I think we could do it. I know that we've got there's some trouble up on the front line. I don't even know if they're 100% positive who's going to start, you know, guard and tackle. But Alaric Jackson, Tristan Wirfs, they'll hold the line together. They're leaders.
Yeah.
I think Nathan Stanley is going to come out there and you know, spray some hurry the fuck up on it. And I think they're going to win some games. I think they're going to win. I think they're going 9-3 this year. That's a lot different from what I thought 3 months ago.
Yeah.
When I had them, you know, 6 games. I'm just really excited. I'm excited about this defense. I'm excited about AJ. I hope he gets 20 sacks.
I want to see him rip some heads off.
We lost Imani Hooker last year. Great player. But we've got next man up.
Yep.
It's next man up. And there's a lot of hype for the Hawkeyes this year. They're ranked 20th, 19th, depending on who you look at. And sometimes the Hawkeyes can historically tend to not do so good when they're talked so much, you know, at the beginning of the season. But Nate Sandler's going to throw it on his shoulders this year, and he's going to run the offense. Defense is going to be
last year either. He would be out on the field, and it didn't seem like he was who everyone looked to.
I understand that. He's not an in-your-face go-getter guy.
He's never quiet. The leader.
He's quiet. He's, you know, he keeps to himself. You know, and Kirk loves that.
Yeah,
that's how he likes his players.
Does. Yeah,
you know, that's we lost the pipeline to Texas last year.
Big Red 24/7
with Eno Benjamin led the pack or their whack in rushing yards last year. So. Because he was flashy. Kirk don't like flashy. Yeah, I'll have one. Don't throw it. Thank you.
We should talk a little bit about sports betting, too.
Oh, sports betting. Oh, if you have not been to the sports betting bar in Burlington, it is slick. Have you been there? It's nice. You can walk in.
The floor with?
I've heard.
Bodies. Blood of our enemies.
Our money.
The blood of Penn State and Ohio State fans. I don't know too many Penn State fans, but I'm sure they're not very good.
I want to see a bloody Nittany Lion.
I would, too.
Yeah. Side of a highway. Ran over with a Hawkeye chewing on it.
Murder.
Murder, murder, murder.
Damn, Nate, are you crazy? Now I forgot what I was talking about.
Damn. Sorry, bud.
What were we talking about?
You
chipped in with something. No, it was your
betting.
Fault.
Yeah. Betting.
Betting? Oh, yeah. The sports betting lounge. Yeah. Oh, because what did they wax it with? So you don't even have to like talk to anybody. You can walk in, put $20 into the machine, pick you want money line, you want over under, you want whatever the other one is, points, and bet done. Boom, done. It tells you how much it is, how much you could win, take your ticket, and you walk out and leave. And it's nice in there. You can't smoke, you can't vape, can't Thank eat God. In there. Yeah.
No vaping.
We have there's a problem with vaping.
All business.
There was a guy in a suit there. I know he's from town. His name's Louis. He's a Ravens fan.
Louis.
I think so. Anyways, enough about no more sidebars.
Sorry.
Oh yeah. So, hey, can we please watch Down Periscope soon?
No, it's a fucking terrible movie.
Bachman.
It's not good.
Bachman. It's a great movie. It's got Rob Schneider in it.
Rob Schneider.
God, we're wasting time. It's okay. People like the show. All 1,700 of you that listened to it last year. I appreciate you. 7.5 wins. Over under. Luke, the Hawks win more than... Do they win 8 games this year?
I'm going to say yes.
Looking at our schedule. Miami of Ohio. Rutgers wins. Okay?
Rutgers.
Third week at Iowa State, who's ranked 21.
Toughy.
Tough game. I'm talking tough game.
Yeah. Toughy.
Middle Tennessee. We'll be there.
Yeah.
So if you want to come hang out with the Looky Here crew, we'll be partying to Hancher.
Yeah.
Yo, I need a flag. Hancher. We need to get a flag, man. Yeah, we can hang it.
We're going
to
get a flag.
Capture
until we don't, and then just yell for us.
No, I'm going to do it. We'll be at Hancher the 28th. At Michigan, the big house. Michigan's ranked 7. They're going to be good. Shea Patterson's returning for the Wolverines. I don't know about the rest of them.
Wolverine.
They've got a very good wide receiver over there, too. Penn State at home. Redemption.
Yeah.
At home. Is it a blackout game?
It's got to be.
Yeah, you'd think so.
It fucking better be.
It's got to be.
This is it. This is it. Penn State's going fucking down, and it's not down to the wire. I'm talking down, to the woodshed, bud. Grab yourself a switch, because we're going to beat your ass. Purdue at home. Rondell Moore returning for Purdue. He's quick.
They're going to be tough.
He's fast.
I think it's a win, though. But they're,
it's at
they're
going
to be historically much better than we've ever played them.
At Northwestern, I don't think Northwestern has the juice that they did last year. That's just me. I think the Northwestern Northwestern's a win.
Yeah. I hope so.
At Northwestern's a win.
They don't ever need much juice to be tough for us, though.
Yeah. That's true. That is very true.
I don't know.
And
why.
And then after Northwestern, November 9th, the Hawks travel to Camp Randall to play Wisconsin, who has a new. They have a brand new quarterback. Hornibrook transferred out last year to go to Florida State and lost the job out to either another transfer or a sophomore.
Really?
I believe, yeah. So he's not even starting. I think this is his senior year, too. Wisconsin, tough. It's in Wisconsin. I don't know where to put a loss except for maybe at Michigan. It's going to be hard. It's hard to play there.
That's a tough stadium.
Ann Arbor is so hard to play in. It's fucking huge. It's super loud. And nothing against what I think will be a very good offensive team and even better defensive team for the Hawks. It's going to be hard to play in Michigan.
It's going to be real tough.
So at Wisconsin, home against Minnesota. Minnesota, they're my dark horse for the Big Ten. They're going to be decent this year. We play them at home. They've given us trouble at home every time. Here, there, it doesn't matter. They're like Northwestern. It's just you can't chalk it up as a win and you can't chalk it up as a loss because you don't know.
No.
But after that, it's Illinois at home. And that's a win because Lovie Smith ain't bringing shit to that program. I'm sorry, but it's just not happening. You're not happening. So finally, Black Friday, Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, Nebraska. The Hawks go play Nebraska.
It's a W.
We'll see how good they're going to be.
That's a W. Yeah, bud.
I think they're
so over 8 wins for the Hawks.
Battle of the corn cobs.
8 wins for the Hawks and from you.
I said over.
But how many wins are you predicting?
I say 8, yeah.
D-Town?
I'd say around there.
Pick one. It could be 9, it could be 7.
I'm going to pick 7.
You don't bet much.
No, I don't. But I bet right.
Interesting thing about the Cornhuskers, they have like more than 3 quarters. I think 2/3 of their games last year, they had over 400 yards of offense, and they lost.
Yeah.
Young, very young offensive line. A freshman quarterback in Adrian Martinez. I mean, he might have been a sophomore. I don't remember. Young team. They've got what I think will be one of the best wide receivers in the Big Ten this year out of Nebraska, and I can't remember his name. Scott Frost systems work. And I think this year it's gonna.
Yeah. I think they're that's preseason ranked.
They're already ranked 24th.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hype for Nebraska. The Big Ten West will come down to that final game in Lincoln. It'll come down to Iowa and Nebraska.
Yeah.
And the winner goes to Indy. The winner I agree. That's how it'll be.
Yeah.
Who'd they have picked for
to win it?
No. Like yeah.
Well, I don't know. ESPN's got it at 51% Nebraska, 48% Iowa. That's probably the closest predictor of. I haven't looked at all of them. That's probably the closest game this year. The Big Ten West will be won on the other side of the Missouri this year.
Yeah.
Nebraska, they're going to take names. I think they're going to be good. We talked a lot about last year. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I hope I can go to Lincoln this year. I'd love to go. Their stadium is pretty cool.
Is it?
That's from what I hear. A guy I work with is a big Cornhuskers fan, which is nice. It's nice to get another. It's a nice. Well, he graduated from Iowa. He's a cool guy. Shout out Travis. How you doing, bud? Nebraska's schedule is not in front of my face. I don't have it. But I want to go real quick. I want to go back to the Iowa-Iowa State game. This is the Iowa-Iowa State week three is going to be the biggest Iowa-Iowa State game
in a very long ever. Time.
And we say that. We've said that like the last 2 years it was going to be really good.
Yeah.
But this year, I think that with Iowa State's schedule, read me their at homes, the Iowa State at home, the Oklahoma. No, Oklahoma State's in Ames. They play Texas and Ames. West Virginia, I think you said, was on the road.
At home, they have UNI, us, Louisiana Monroe, TCU, Oklahoma State, Texas, and Kansas at home.
Oklahoma State and Texas at home.
Yep.
When I look at the Big 12 and you're gonna go top three, you go Oklahoma, Iowa State, Texas.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hype for Texas this year. I get it. Sam Ehlinger is a great quarterback. He'll be in the Heisman race all year if he stays healthy.
But Jalen. Yeah.
Hurts now plays for Oklahoma.
Yeah. If you've seen him last year when he did play, oh my God, how much he's improved.
He's great. And the coach. They have two Heisman winners, Baker Mayfield, mm-hmm. Kyler Murray, both from Oklahoma. And now you have Jalen Hurts, who was a very good quarterback. He had a bad game a couple years ago against Georgia. They pulled him, Tua won it. Great.
Yeah. But his throw game before Jalen's. That's why they went with who they went with. But now, I mean, when he came in, like,
Hurts has amazing. He has all the tools.
Yeah. He can
with
run
Oklahoma this year. He phenomenal quarterback.
I'm excited to see.
If you want to talk about Heisman's quick, Trevor Lawrence, obviously from Clemson. Clemson's schedule is absolute dog shit. They'll definitely be in the top four at the end of the season. And Trevor, he's a phenomenal quarterback, and they've got that Etienne running back who returns this year, who was top five running back last year. They'd have the tool. They'll have the tools every year. Clemson will, with their only challenge will be Syracuse again, who they almost lost to.
Yeah,
last year. So, but anyways, what were we talking about? Iowa State.
We got sidetracked.
They're
gonna
be forced to be reckoned with this year, and I don't know if I'm not an Iowa State fan, but I think that I don't know if the Big 12 is gonna be ready to see Iowa State be in the top two or three in the Big 12.
And they're going to be an underdog this year. Nobody's going to be expecting them.
And they've beat good teams at home before.
Yeah.
Good ranked teams.
Yeah. They almost beat Oklahoma, didn't they?
Texas a couple years ago. Oklahoma, a huge game over Oklahoma State.
Two upsets.
Yep.
Big upsets. Like
playing in Iowa's tough, man.
Yeah.
In the state of Iowa, it's tough to win.
Yeah.
Matt Campbell. I think his buyout is $6 million. and you will see NFL owners, they won't care. Matt Campbell came in today. He turned that program around. They don't care. They'll pay it. He will be offered jobs in the NFL this year. Whether he takes it, I don't know. If he's a money guy, he will. If he loves his program, money talks. I don't care if you're 6 years old or if you're 56 years old.
Yeah.
Money always talks. And I'll do anything for a couple of dollars or less.
Yeah. I don't know. If you grew up in Iowa, that I think that would change some stuff. It would for me.
And I don't even know where Matt Campbell's from.
Yeah.
Where were we at? We got a lot of shit going on right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just excited for football.
Sidebars.
I'm excited for football. I love football.
Foosball.
And I will put anything in front of it over anything. So don't try to ask me to do stuff on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Unless it's the 21st. Hawks have a bye the 21st. We should go down to Nashville and LSU plays at Vanderbilt.
Ooh.
Tickets are like $25.
Really?
Go watch an SEC game. And LSU's ranked what, 8, 6, something like that?
That'd be pretty
plus the bar life there. Amazing.
Yeah. And there's a great place down there where you can get Busch Ice for $2.50, and that's cheaper than here.
Wow.
Yeah, and they got good tunes and some two guys from New York that fed us Jack Daniels and bologna sandwiches.
Yeah.
Never ever fried bologna sandwiches.
Hey, you ever had a fried bologna sandwich? No, I've never had a fried bologna. Hey, give me him, miss. Come here, miss. That's they call all the waitresses miss. The New Yorkers do.
Yeah.
Hey, miss, give me these two guys from my way. They need two fried bologna sandwiches.
Yeah, they bought us beers.
Yeah, and beers, shots.
And bologna sandwiches.
Beer? Yeah, and bologna. And then another beer for my boys. They were great guys.
Another beer and bologna.
They're cops, I think, weren't they? Or used to be retired.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, they're both still cops.
Really?
Yeah, one guy was
like undercover or something. Mm-hmm. He was.
Both started out as firefighters.
Yeah.
One for Detroit and one for the FDNY.
Couldn't hang.
I don't know what the story was. That's another sidebar.
If you're listening, I'm sorry. Don't shoot me.
God, I really need to have my planner. I need an action planner. You know, like in junior high, yeah. They're, maroon and gold.
Before every show, we'll have to sign it for you.
That's right. you didn't get your sign. You can't go to the Bees game.
You didn't do your homework.
You can't go to the Bees game. You're going to hang out with the losers. And that was never me, though.
Right.
Actually, if I was. I was not a good kid in eighth grade. Were you a good kid? Were you behaved?
I was always a good kid.
I had my own desk outside the hallway in eighth grade. This is for me. I would walk into class and they'd be like, Colin, just go in the hall because we don't like you.
Get
out.
Just go home.
ADD is a hell of a drug. Conference games you're most wanting to see?
Penn State.
Penn State and Iowa?
Yes.
That is... it's a toss-up for me because Nebraska. I want to beat the shit out of Nebraska. Because that's going to be our ticket to Indy.
Yeah.
But Penn State is a... If we drop the Michigan, it'll suck.
Yeah.
I'll be sad and upset.
But
redemption for Penn against Penn State.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's so big. Two close games in a row. They're at home.
We're gonna get it this year.
I'm torn. Rip torn.
Quit it.
Rip torn.
I can't pick. You know me, I'm real wishy washy.
Rishy Rashi.
Dustin, for the Big Ten. Pick your Hawkeye. Most excited game, and then pick your Big Ten.
I said Iowa, Michigan.
That's your big one?
Yep. I know. I mean, most likely. We're going to lose, but if we do win.
Hey, we thought that.
We thought that a couple years ago.
When they Ohio the State winner, thought they
we
had
were,
us.
Yeah. We were at home, though.
Took them to the fucking woodshed.
They could be our Ohio
chance.
State.
Yeah, and then the next week they lost at Michigan State.
Yeah.
Apparently they wanted to change the playbook. outside of the Hawkeyes, I think that I don't really care about the Big Ten East. I hope that they rearrange the schedule kind of because the Big Ten West tends to have it a little easier.
Yeah.
But Michigan State, who I think is ranked 18th, I think they're going to make a decent drive this year. And I don't know if they play Michigan at home and or Ohio State at home.
A lot of that, though, too, is, I mean, there's huge rivalries on that side.
Yeah.
I mean, and they don't want to split that
Michigan's
up.
Got
I mean, three. I get it.
And one of them is not even a conference game. It's Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Michigan has three huge games every year that are massive rivalry games.
Yep.
You know, college football countdown, they're always there.
Yeah.
Michigan and I think Michigan and Ohio State will be your East leaders.
Yeah.
We'll play either or in Indianapolis this year. I'm excited.
For sure.
So speaking of the SEC non-conference games, every game's a non-conference game for fucking Notre Dame, okay? But they go down and play Georgia. And they're going to get smacked because Georgia's going to be good this year.
Yeah.
And it'll obviously be Georgia-Alabama and the SEC championship.
The usual.
Every fucking time.
Per usual.
The usual four.
Wonderful.
Once in a while.
Ohio Please, State. Can we watch that again?
Every year? No, I'll I'm pass. So there's still more in there?
Nope. That's it.
Alabama's... Well, actually, everybody in the SEC, their schedule, everybody plays a softball team or cheerleaders. Nice. At the end of the year. You know, Liberty State, Catholic, girls' school. Everybody in the SEC plays one. It's bullshit. But what makes me mad is the rest of everybody else who's not an Iowa fan. Well, you guys play Middle Tennessee, and you and I. Okay, SEC, explain your cake games, who oftentimes come at the end of the season,
yeah,
where you route them. You hang 60, 70 points on a girls' school.
Yeah. Right at the end of the season when
no
you have to look really good.
No offense if you're Division I FCS school, my bad. But you get what I'm saying.
But I'm sure you're probably pissed about playing Alabama year in, year out, too. I mean, you probably like the checks you're getting from them.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
But you probably don't like looking fucking silly.
Iowa Wesleyan went down and played. They went down to somewhere and played some school. Got
good
they,
story.
They hung 70. They hung 70 points on them, asshole. And they made like $1.7 million.
Yeah.
To what? Go get their asses kicked in.
Yep.
So, I mean, I get that point, too. But don't schedule that shit at the end of the season.
Nope.
You get they get to rest their starters. They hang the stats through the roof.
Yeah.
Especially if you're in a Heisman race, like every quarterback at Alabama always is in.
Yeah.
Bullshit. I was scared there. I thought I had that some bitch off. But the SEC, did we talk about Texas A&M being overrated? So I fucked up or something fucked up and I the recording stopped and we're not sure what we talked about.
Colin.
I hope it's going well.
Colin fudged the bucket.
I did. Too many times. Texas A&M, overrated. The most overrated team every single year.
Except for maybe Notre Dame.
Johnny Manziel. Well, oh, yeah. Notre Dame is mostly the most overrated.
Yeah.
And it showed when they got fucking clobbered last year.
Ouch.
Clobbered.
And can we... I just want to... Clemson, you know, I know they're kind of always there. But can we just a little high five for them actually beating the shit out of Alabama last year.
Yes.
Making Alabama look absolutely silly. Thank you.
Loved it.
From 98% of football fans. Thank you.
I'd probably bump that to 99.
Yeah. Do you know what towny Alabama fans look like? Just like how you would picture white trash.
Yeah.
Like the ESPN only shows the good looking people's on the TV. But the people outside still tailgating, the townies who are picking up half empty beers and drinking them.
Yep.
That's that fan base.
That's the, Iowa fans, you can walk around every tailgating party and
find a meth
they
head.
All look the same.
Yeah. Black and gold.
Not meth heads.
No, I'm just saying, find one though.
We're talking about Iowa now.
For the record.
Saying, but go find a meth head, with two teeth.
Yeah.
Or, Alabama's fan bases.
They're pretty methy.
Yeah. With a TH. But Alabama, Georgia, SEC championship. Whoever loses that game does not deserve to be in the top four.
Agreed.
I don't care if it's your first loss. It'll be if Alabama loses, Georgia will be their first loss. Get the fuck out.
Yep.
Go. I'm sick of that.
And it gives no. I mean, look at UCF.
I was just gonna bring that. I was just thinking that.
Teams like that,
23-0 world champs.
They have
Bryce.
Zero fucking chance at ever being a national champion.
100%.
Because
they will never be there.
Never, if that's how the fucking system works.
Iowa could do the same thing. Iowa could go through. They go 12-0. They go to the Big Ten championship, beat the shit out of Ohio State,
and we'll
stomp
them
into the ground.
We'll be fucking hung
and
number five.
We'll be 12.
Number five. Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
We'll be right
five.
Out of the fucking
yeah.
And won't I guarantee you. And I guarantee you. To a one-loss SEC team.
Yep, absolutely.
Guaranteed. Ratings, great. People are so greedy for money. We get it's ratings, man.
It yeah, it is.
But look at our fan base.
I was like, just going to fuck
everywhere they go. They'll drink all your Bush Light.
Yeah.
They'll take all your women. Yeah. Respectfully.
At least the fat ones, and we'll ask their moms first.
Yeah. Maybe, maybe then.
It'll never happen.
Nope.
Never. UCF has another pretty cake schedule this year. Nobody's on their schedule is... Okay, they play at Stanford. Beat Stanford third weekend. Great. Their schedule pretty much looks the same as last year. Cincinnati, middle of the team. South Florida at the end of their season. South Florida and Cincinnati were both ranked 24 and 25, respectively, I think. And nothing. So, did they win their bowl game? Who did they play? Did they play A&M?
Long time ago.
Or LSU or something? I don't remember. So, you look at any team in the middle of a Power 5 conference to go undefeated, win their conference championship.
It's just not... unless...
Oklahoma State, they could go undefeated.
Yeah.
Go undefeated. I don't think they would be top four. And if they were, they're losing out to a one-loss SEC team.
Yeah.
Even if they do.
Yep.
Pac-12, there's going to be some good teams in the Pac-12 this year. Washington will be a good team. They got to replace the quarterback they lost last year. Washington State will be good again. Oregon's going to be good. Stanford's going to be decent.
Washington.
So.
Said.
But the middle of pack teams, they'll never make it.
Zero chance.
And we always argue about it, like every episode. Can we just go back to 1 and 2 playing each other?
Yeah.
Nobody. They don't want to go 8 teams.
Although we should.
It's more you football. Give so many Why people would a nobody chance. Want that?
And don't do the 1 versus 8 bullshit.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
1 versus 4.
Yep.
2, 5, and so on. Alabama goes in. Great. And UCF, let's say, is ranked 8th. Come on.
Who do you think is going to win?
Who do you think is going to win that game? Yep. Well, we don't want Alabama to have a chance of losing in the first round playing a 4th-ranked team.
Yeah, that'd be terrible.
How are we going to make money?
If they do, then they shouldn't fucking be in
commercials,
it.
They should make some money.
Yeah.
And SEC owns the CBS network on Saturdays. Like, come on. Plenty of money. Plenty. Pisses me off. Hope this is still recording.
Couldn't even tell.
It is. I get worked up. We got worked up a lot last year. I'm excited.
I know.
It was so fun arguing about the same things that we agreed about.
My clue is spawning this way.
Hardy boys are here.
I've got a clue.
Do you want to argue about something that we both agree on? It makes no sense, but that's what we do.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Yes, it is, though.
Girls in short shorts.
Yeah, but
I fucking love them, though.
What about they're shorter, though?
But I love, though. You should try them if they're even shorter than that. Because they're better.
I have shorts.
The little danglies.
Like from where they cut them or like the danglies from the pockets?
The lips. I mean the pockets. bye.
Gross. We're not going to get into too much Walmart talk around here. So we've been all over the place. I'm sorry, guys. We're excited. We're excited for football. For the Hawkeyes. For everything. I don't care.
We're excited for the show.
Appalachian State. I don't care. Oh, by the way, Appalachian State. I think.
Appy State.
They'll make a run for top 25.
I hope so.
Virginia. Another one of my dark horses in the ACC.
How dark?
Let's not. We'll be careful.
Okay.
Like 8:15 in the middle of July dark.
That's. Nah.
Is that still too light?
That's pretty light.
Okay.
That's like
quarter to nine.
Bright
quarter to nine.
Does he know his months?
Dude, it's dark. It gets dark at like 8 o'clock.
That's because you have a fucking black blanket over your window.
It's not my window.
Oh, sorry.
Remember in the winter we used to put beers in the between the...
Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah.
Such amateurness. So let's get in. What do you want to do? Let's do Lookie's Locks. We don't have any Bernie questions. But you guys will be sending those in soon, though, right?
Yeah.
Yes. You answered that at home and or in your car on your way to work tomorrow.
What kind of question was that?
Rhetoric.
Rhetorical.
Rhetorical. Let's get into Lookie's Locks. I know that some games have already been played. What?
We're going to get in there.
We're going to. I know some really teams have already. Dude, UCF had 17 points.
Dude.
And now they have 41. Okay. We called number one, Clemson at number Georgia one. Tech. Okay. Clemson's going to win.
Who saw that coming?
Right. Okay. Another game tonight. Florida A&M at UCF.
What is Florida A&M? What are they? The Serpents?
The Slytherins.
The Slytherins.
The Florida A&M Slytherins.
Handing on Slytherin.
They're getting whooped by UCF Potter 41 shit. To nothing. Texas State at Texas A&M. Texas State's not a very good team. Texas A&M is 12th ranked, overrated. They're winning 14 to nothing right now. Obviously, Texas A&M takes that home. What I think one of the there's only two closest games this weekend in the top 25. Utah at BYU. Utah's going to be very good this year. They're at BYU, but I think they win by three. I think the spread's 6.5, so you can take it as you want. Last Saturday, I watched Miami at Florida. And Florida had like eight or nine sacks
wow.
against Miami. Yeah, they just murdered. The game wasn't very fun because both defenses were very good. Kind of cool thing about Miami, they've sounds got like three, Iowa, 4-year
games.
Starters. What?
That sounds like Iowa, Wisconsin.
Yeah. Iowa, or Jesus. Miami has 3 4-year starting linebackers who will probably
holy
go
shit.
All in the first or second round. Tulsa, which is a slut backwards or forwards, however you want to treat her, is at Michigan State, who's ranked 18th. 19th ranked Wisconsin goes down to South Florida.
Wisconsin, for sure.
Wisconsin, they have the lines at Wisconsin at 11 with an over under 57 points. It'll be a decent game. Wisconsin, for sure. Florida Atlantic, which is where...
FAL.
What's his face?
Cheers to the sun.
The guy that looks like Tosh .0.
Damn Tosh.
The guy that was at Tennessee that you hate.
What? Oh, Lane Kiffin?
Lane Kiffin, I think, is at Florida Atlantic for the Owls. At Ohio State. Ohio State, obviously. Northern Iowa at Iowa State.
Good game.
Does Iowa State choke up and lose this game?
No.
Okay. I tried to make it a little dramatic. 21st ranked Iowa will beat Iowa State will beat Northern Iowa. South Alabama at Nebraska, which is one of the higher spreads. Nebraska by 36.5. I didn't know South Alabama existed, so I'm going to take Nebraska on this one. Eastern Washington at 13th ranked Washington. Duke at Alabama. Idaho at Penn State. Northwestern at Stanford. Stanford comes away with that. Syracuse, ranked number 22, plays at Liberty, who gets their asses kicked every single year against every team that's not in whatever.
Who's Liberty?
Yeah.
But right? They got a lot of money.
Yeah. They're going to get paid $2 million to get the shit stomped by Syracuse.
I'd take that for $2 million.
I would too. Georgia at Vanderbilt. It's hard to even remember that Vanderbilt's even in the SEC sometimes.
Yeah. It really kinda is.
I think of Maryland and Rutgers more in the Big Ten than I do Illinois sometimes. I'm like, oh, yeah, Illinois.
I really do.
I forgot about Illinois, right? I wish I'd just go to Conference USA because, and we could trade in for
Illinois
Notre Dame.
Right next to us.
If you're going to trade out a Big Ten team for Notre Dame, who would you pick? Illinois.
Yeah.
We had to give a team away.
Illinois, yeah.
Yeah. We'll give you Lovie Smith in Illinois and, like, the northern half of Missouri. You can have that part, too.
Yep.
We don't own that, but we're just going
to
throw that.
We don't need them for fireworks anymore.
So just throw them in there. And get all those hills out of the way so I don't get sick every time we go down to the Ozarks.
Oh, no.
Georgia Southern at 6th ranked LSU. Obviously LSU. Middle Tennessee at Michigan. Wow, they're going to get their shit kicked by two Big Ten teams. Mm-hmm. Middle Tennessee will lose to 7th ranked Michigan. The only other game that's even remotely close in the top 25 to see, besides from Iowa and Miami of Ohio, Oregon plays at Auburn. Oregon has, if not the first or the second best quarterback in the Pac-12, and probably the third or fourth best quarterback in the nation in Justin Herbert. I think Oregon goes down to Auburn, and I think they win. And it won't be by much, but I hope I think the line's 3.5. I hope Oregon beats the shit out of Auburn. I like watching Oregon play.
I know.
They're flashy.
They got all that,
you know what I mean?
Nike money.
That's right. Dude, didn't Bryce have an Oregon shirt?
He's probably still does.
He's got a TCU shirt, too. He wore it when we went to TCU at Iowa State.
He used to have a hard-on for Boise State.
Yeah, actually, I watched the Kellen Moore documentary on YouTube the other day.
Oh my God, was it pretty good?
Cool. Yeah, it was all right. He was great. He's good.
Sweet.
He's good. Whatever. He's a he's the offensive coordinator for the fucking Cowboys now.
Oh my God.
Whatever. You don't even fucking pay attention. Miami of Ohio at Iowa. I put $20 on this game the other day.
Who took that bet?
Anybody.
Burlington.
In Burlington. At the points bet place, which is really nice.
Floor slick over there.
Yeah.
Wear your good tread shoes.
21.5 point spread. I got them definitely covering that. Iowa will not have a problem. Louisiana Tech at Texas. Sam Ehlinger and company will lead that game in Texas to a victory. New Mexico State at Washington State. That's a W for Washington State. Houston at Oklahoma. 23 points for Oklahoma with the line. Fourth ranked.
Sunday game.
They'll win. And then Monday night, primetime, apparently, Notre Dame plays Louisville. Great. Good job, Notre Dame.
Sorry, but that S is probably silent.
Louisville. Is it Louisville?
Yeah.
Whatever. Fuck them. My name is in Louisville.
Are you sure?
It's pronounced with the S.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. I've been there a lot.
Is Kentucky in Tennessee?
So there's
only
Lucky's
the
locks.
Fried chicken.
There's Lucky's Locks for this week. Thanks for hanging in there with us. I'm sorry the show was kind of over the place, but we're excited. We've had some beers. Didn't have a lot of time to get a game plan ready today, but I'm excited to be back. I'm excited for football to be back. I'm ready to yell and scream and get everybody at the press box on their feet screaming for the Hawkeyes.
Yeah. You'll hear them.
You'll know I'm there. You'll hear me before you see me.
Hungover Sunday afternoon shows.
Yeah, we'll have hungover Sundays. We'll do a Bloody Mary episode.
Oh yeah.
Oh well, I'll just drink something else. I don't like Bloody Marys.
You don't like
You're gonna bring
Bloody
ham? Mary? I'm not a big Bloody Mary fan.
Really?
I didn't fucking say I'll bring ham.
I like ham though. Get it your own ham self. Thanks guys for tuning in. I hope the show is everything that you want and more. And there's more to come, like 14 more weeks of this.
Woohoo!
Twice a week. We will be back on Sunday for a recap of Saturday's games.
We'll see how many locks are true.
Yes.
I don't even remember what I picked. Oh, yesterday I got a rimmed out of work.
Attaboy.
Oh, no, they're in my book.
Are you sure you picked all the same stuff?
You know what? I don't know that. Dude, I can't remember anything.
We could watch the Oklahoma game, too.
When?
Sunday, right?
Is it a Sunday game?
I thought I said
Monday.
No, Monday's
the Notre Dame game, right?
Yeah.
Who?
Notre Dame.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, Sunday night.
Sunday.
At 6:30. Yeah, we can watch that game. Get a good view.
Mm-hmm.
I got nothing else to say. I'm going to start blabbering. You guys got anything else before we close?
I sure don't.
Dustin?
Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for being here. I gave you guys some sweet stickers.
I talk like
two
times.
Sweet.
That's okay, but now you're comfortable and the show's getting ready to end. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's all right.
Comfortable.
Comfortable.
All right, guys. We're gonna have some new sponsors this year.
He hopes.
They will be played as ads in some of them. But guess what? There's ads in every podcast, so you just got to get fucking used to it.
Next week, Colin will be plugging some shit.
Hardcore. I want to make a couple pennies here and there. Stay with us. The show's fun. Don't forget to send me your burning questions for Sunday. You can email them to me at lookyherecoloredsportsshow@gmail.com.
We'll have our oven
mitts
ready.
Or you can just bug me and try and snap it to me and expect me to remember, which I won't. Don't Snapchat me your burning questions.
He'll yell at
you. You can text me them, but don't Snapchat to me because I can't remember.
The only burning I'm Snapchatting is my loins.
Dude, I had Tara cook a tenderloin, a turkey loin.
A turkey loin?
A deer loin?
Yeah, yeah.
And Xander fucking ate the whole thing.
Yeah, delicious.
Yum. I didn't get to eat any of it.
Good.
Oh, sad.
I shot it. I shot my first deer this past year. Thanks, Luke. All right, that's enough from us, the Look at Your College Sports Show. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We will be back Sunday.
We'll be back Sunday.
And every Thursday, Sunday. Follow
every
me
Thursday.
That.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. Thanks I appreciate tuning. It.
We'll Don't see you later.
Stop supporting the show. I should have just stopped a long time ago. Speaking of noodles over there.